7 Easter, Friday C. First posted May 21, 2010. Exodus 1919, the covenant at Sinai. On the third new moon, after Israel left Egypt, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and camped at the base of Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb. Moses went up the mountain to God, and the Lord told Moses to tell the people of Israel that they had seen the great miracles God had done to bring them out of Egypt, and how he had brought them to Mount Sinai on eagle's wings in relative ease and expedience. God offered to enter into a covenant with Israel if Israel would trust and obey God's word and keep their part of the covenant. Within the covenant, Israel would be God's special people, distinct from all creation, since all creation belongs to God. Israel will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation of God. Moses was commanded by God to tell all these things to the people. So Moses came down to the people, and gathered them, and the elders of the people, and told them all God's word, which he had been commanded to proclaim. And all the people replied in union, that they would do all that the Lord had said. Moses reported the people's response to the Lord. The Lord declared that he was going to come to Moses in a thick cloud, so that the people could hear the Lord speaking to Moses, so that they would believe in Moses forever. Commentary. Israel arrived at Mount Sinai about 3 months after leaving Egypt. Exodus 1:9-1. Israel spent 11 months encamped at Mount Sinai, preparing the tabernacle and the provisions of the covenant. Numbers 10:11. Then at the border of Canaan, the promised land, Moses sent scouts to scout the land. After 40 days, the scouts returned and Israel could have entered and possessed the promised land, if they had listened to the favorable reports of Joshua and Caleb, and trusted in the Lord. Instead, they rebelled and spent the next 40 years wandering as nomads in the wilderness, until all the people who had rebelled died in the wilderness. Numbers 1:3, 1:14-38. Israel had seen the great signs and wonders God had done to gain Israel's release from slavery and death in Egypt, the 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, culminating in the Passover, when the Egyptian firstborn were killed, and the Israelites were passed over by the destroyer. They had witnessed the parting of the Red Sea, they had seen the manifestation of God at Mount Sinai, and heard his voice. Exodus 1:9-9, and had entered into covenant with God to be his obedient, trusting people, but they kept breaking their end of the covenant agreement. For example, Exodus 3:2-1. The historical event of the exodus of Israel from Egypt is also deliberately intended by God to be a parable, a metaphor of life in this world. We are all in bondage to sin and death in the Egypt of this world. Satan is Pharaoh, and Jesus is our Moses. We escape our spiritual enemies through the sea of baptism into Jesus Christ. We are led through the spiritual wilderness of this lifetime by the Holy Spirit, the pillar of cloud and fire. Exodus 13:21-22. Jesus is our Joshua. Jesus is the Greek equivalent of Hebrew Joshua, who leads us through the river of physical death into the eternal promised land of God's eternal kingdom in heaven. Israel was called to be God's special people, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation of God, but Israel rejected their calling by rejecting their eternal King, Jesus Christ, their Messiah. Both words mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively. All of us are God's children, because he is our creator, whether we acknowledge God or not. But God is not obligated to be all that an all-powerful, all-loving God implies, unless we are willing to be his obedient, trusting people. The church is there to the call of Israel to be the kingdom of priests and a holy nation of God through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Note that Israel lost that calling by not trusting and obeying God's word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living word, fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ. John 1:5-14. Jesus is the new Moses, the mediator of the new covenant of grace, through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the new Passover lamb, whose blood marks us to be passed over by the destroyer, and whose flesh provides the new Passover feast that ratifies the new covenant, which Jesus instituted on the night of his betrayal and arrest. Matthew 26:26-28. The church is called to assemble before the mountain of God to receive God's word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, to witness the manifestation of God, in the cloud, and fire of the Holy Spirit, to hear the voice of God, in Jesus Christ, and then to enter, and possess the promised land now, and eternally. The promised land of God's eternal kingdom, is all around us now. We don't have to die physically, to participate in it now. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit, since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ, and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14?